Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a lot of chatter this morning, late last night, on Twitter. ESPN went out and said, because you know ESPN and how they love to rank things. So ESPN's top 10 rookies so far in the first half of the NFL season. Now, they came up with Derwin James, the safety Los Angeles Chargers, and of course, you know what, at number one, Derwin James is a player. He's going to be a big-time NFL star. I got no problem with that. Number two came out, Denzel Ward, the young defensive back of Cleveland that the Falcons will see on Sunday. Number three, Baker Mayfield, the quarterback of the Browns. So numbers two and number three are Denzel Ward and Baker Mayfield, the two top picks of the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere in this list, by the way, Saquon Barkley, you're wondering, finished number seven.
Interesting.
Nowhere in the list of the top 10 is anybody named Calvin Ridley.
And Leighton Vander Esch was number 10.
Leighton Vander Esch was number 10. No Calvin Ridley in their top 10. Unless I'm wrong, Calvin Ridley has seven touchdowns. Maybe I'm missing that.
You have to ask yourself, number one, who's putting together this list? And then number two, what games are you watching? I mean, are you a little, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Baker Mayfield over Calvin Ridley? Who has a better chance of Rookie of the Year, Baker Mayfield or Calvin Ridley? I'm sorry, you cannot say that it's Baker Mayfield. You can't. If Calvin Ridley ends up with 14 touchdowns,
let me play devil's advocate for a minute, because I hear what you're saying, John Fricke. But I think with Baker Mayfield, and the reason why people are excited about him is because even though it hasn't translated onto the field in W's, he brings a different swagger to that Cleveland Browns team. I would argue that's why they have him as high as they have him.
Maybe, but I'm just saying from a production standpoint.
Yes, and I mean, and that's what it should solely be on. No question about that. You are right. But I think that when people saw Baker Mayfield get his first win and the way that they went about doing it, and not only that, when Tyrod Taylor got hurt and Baker Mayfield came in and he electrified that team, or he juiced that team the way that he did, people looked at that and was like, hey, we got a guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think part of that is because of what he's done in college. People are projecting in this instance. I think with this list, people are projecting what he could potentially be instead of what he actually is.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, because it's like, if you've been watching.
But it says so far. And so far, I'm sorry.
I know. And I hear you. And you're
impactful.
Right. And you're right. He's impactful on a team that already has a star receiver. I'm just trying to give you what somebody else might potentially be thinking. You know what I mean? Even though, oh, yeah, well, of course Calvin really has, you know, seven touchdowns because he's playing with Julio Jones, and Julio Jones is going to get, you know, the brunt of the coverages, shifted to him. I mean, yeah, they can say things like that. Or you could take the stance that, you know, you really haven't seen the Falcons that much. You know, as much as we try to watch everything, John, it's kind of hard to watch everything. When people make these lists, they tend to make them from their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you really can't – you kind of look at it. And you might not agree with the list, but you kind of want to look at it from their perspective and try to understand why did they come to the conclusion that they came to.
All right, we're not going to waste much time on an ESPN list. I just thought it was interesting.
Forget them folks up there at ESPN.
And the Falcons even shot ESPN a meme that they have with Calvin Ridley looking at his phone going, what? You know, it's kind of a funny meme if you haven't seen it yet. A little quick GIF that they did with with Calvin Ridley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.